This call is now being recorded.
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Miller here with Jed Cody on September 2nd. We are here for a Cohort 9 member interview, which we're doing over the phone and recording using Google service. How you doing, Jed?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. All right, first question. So where are you attending Western Carolina University from?
I am attending from Asheville, North Carolina. It is the closest larger town to Western Carolina, actually. I think I'm about an hour and 10 minutes or so from there, drive time.
Excellent. So tell me something interesting about Asheville.
Asheville is a big tourist area. A lot of people love to come here to take vacations and that sort of thing. It's really pretty. It's in the mountains. I'm originally from here, so it's okay. That's about it, really.
You said you're originally from there, so you grew up there, so you're real familiar with it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I just finished my four-year degree in sociology with a minor in psychology at UNCA. I thought I wanted to be a social worker, but I did an internship with hospice for a semester or so, and I decided I didn't really want to pursue that as a profession. I've had my own business for, 12 or 14 years, something like that. It's just a little cleaning business. And the last time the economy dropped off, it shrunk itself down, and that's what started this whole go-back-to-school notion. And I'm still in the process.
Okay, so that caused you to want to go back to school, but why specifically did you choose Western Carolina's Master's in Entrepreneurship program?
I chose it out of, I looked over the classes, and I called in and got more information on it, and I spoke with Dr. Lockwood, and he was really convincing with the presentation of the material and how it was put together, and everything just really really excited me, learning about business and it being information and knowledge that I could apply in everyday life, which was really exciting.
Excellent. All right, so do you have a destination in mind? Do you what is your dream job, or do you have an entrepreneurial endeavor that you would like to pursue after completing this degree?
Well, I don't have an exact destination, but I do have a general area. I want to do something in consulting, working with business owners, or in doing different things to. In different types of that, maybe trying teaching, possibly do some type of business broker with it. I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, I'm not completely sure just yet.
Yeah, see where the road leads you. Okay. Yeah. All right, so since you've been a business owner yourself for the last 12 to 14 years, you said, what do you like about owning your own business?
The freedom that you feel from having your own business, and it's very empowering to be able to go and create your income and to support yourself with your own ability. It's really an amazing feeling that you don't rely on a certain company or a certain person or something like that. It's a really good feeling.
Excellent. So what about challenges? What kind of challenges have you faced as a business owner, and maybe like unexpected challenges, or have you had to change courses once you set out with your initial business plan or anything like that? Can you speak about challenges?
Let's see. Challenges. Well, the first one that comes to mind would be lack of financing starting out. It was basically I really didn't have any extra money, and I just had to come up with what I could find and combine it and market it myself and, grow it from there. So
what kind of marketing technique did you use since you are a short budget or a relatively limited budget?
It was a lot of networking. When I started, I think I was working two part-time jobs. And then I started my own business around that same time. And I would network with pretty much the people at my job. One of them was a health club that I worked at. So there was a lot of people through there, and I was able to get customers and start up that way. I also did affordable print advertising, which would be flyers and, they were probably one of the greatest startup ways. I would put those in different places and on cork boards and things like that, which helped out quite a bit. And then, like Craigslist and things like that when it came about. I was using it some too.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I look forward to our journey together throughout this program, and hopefully we can all enhance our entrepreneurial skills. So thank you, Jed, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds great, Bill. Talk to you later.